HarperCollins presents Gas Man, written and read by Colin Black. About the author. Dr. Colin Black was born in Derry City, but has lived in Dublin since the age of three, so has long since traded his calming northwestern lilt for a posh South Dublin accent. Colin is a consultant paediatric anaesthesiologist with a special interest in anaesthesia for congenital heart disease, and has worked in hospitals across Ireland following a period of finding himself in Australia. His anaesthesia finishing school was the esteemed Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children in central London. Now based at Children's Health Ireland at Crumlin, Colin lives in Dublin with his wife, who also happens to be a surgeon, and their young daughter, whom they hope does not become a doctor too. For the little chicken and the bigger chicken. Author's note. To protect the identity of patients, their parents and colleagues, I have altered names and clinical details throughout this book. I encounter many patients with similar clinical problems, therefore any resemblance is coincidental. Some colleagues will, of course, easily decipher that I am making reference to them. I have sought their permission to publish any glaringly obvious identifying details. Hopefully everyone else will still have a cup of mediocre hospital tea with me. Despite these alterations, this is not a work of fiction, and all the anecdotes, stories and musings are true, and were composed in a one-year period. Observation. An introduction. Definition. Observation is the subtle art of shutting up, putting away the phone, and simply paying attention every now and again. Quiet observation of patients was, and one could still argue still is, the cornerstone of medicine. If you look back at historical artwork portraying doctors, what do you see? There is no scalpel, no blood pressure cuff, no oxygen, often not even a nurse to assist. There is a pensive man, always a man, sitting in a candlelit room. Parents or family of the suffering patient look on in fear, a wash of angst across their faces. The patient lies in bed, sweating, panting, with a ghastly sense of doom emanating from their eyes. The doctor watches, hand on chin. He looks closer. He observes the pattern of breathing, the number of breaths, the look in the patient's eyes. He palpates the pulse and feels how it changes over time. He observes the colour of the skin as the last lease of life drains from the patient. A sigh. Descriptions like the scene above occurred in the Victorian era, just before the cusp of modern medicine. We now have many tools to aid our observations and make accurate diagnoses. The skill of observation is waning, with doctors ever more dependent on machines to do the work for us. Anaesthetists spend all day, every day, making observations. We are hyper-aware of our surroundings. We continuously observe as our unconscious patients lack the capacity to tell us when things are wrong. We look for patterns in everything. The vital signs, the mechanics of the ventilator, the body language of the surgeon, the change of atmosphere in the room. Just like doctors of old, the more you observe, the more patterns you will see, and the quicker you can intervene when something isn't right. Despite this sombre introduction, I wouldn't want you to think all anaesthetists sit by candlelight with a pipe hanging from their bottom lip before coming to the conclusion that what the patient needs are a few leeches to the anus. When the patterns are normal and the anaesthetic is going well, I find myself observing everything else that goes on in the operating theatre. How staff interact, how the hospital runs, or how patients experience a new and intimidating environment. What you can learn from sitting quietly and making observations is limitless. This book is full of my clinical and not-so-clinical observations from the journey to becoming a consultant anaesthetist and my first year on the job. Part 1. How to become an anaesthetist. Medicine. I didn't always want to be a doctor. It's not the family business. There are no doctors in my family. I surprised myself and my parents with my leaving certificate points haul, beating my parents' predictions by 80 and 85 points, respectively. They even made a bet with each other. The Leaving Cert, the Irish equivalent to the A-levels if you're from the UK, was scored out of 600 when I sat it, with entry to medicine requiring at least 530 points, but often many more. "How did you get those points, Colin?" asked my form teacher. I literally have no idea. So, I headed into University College Dublin as a physiotherapy student, determined to become part of the setup of a Premier League football club. Picking up Dennis Bergkamp from the pitch, dinner parties with Patrick Vieira,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?